Okay, welcome back, everyone. We are going to learn a part of Yeridaya which is not frequently learned. And as we're going to see, what? Which even for Yeridaya is not frequently learned. People learn Mila and Pidyon HaBem, but Taras Nedarim is not often learned. And there's a lot to say by way of Hakdama, because we're learning Simur Reish Chaf Ches, which is the halachis of HaTaras Nedarim. Obviously, you have to have some knowledge in Hilchis Nedarim to learn Hilchis HaTaras Nedarim. We'll get to it. Let me just introduce HaTaras Nedarim. It may take you a lot longer, Rosh Hashanah, when you learn this, but you'll see why. The first thing is, you need to know that there's a difference between a neder and a shvuah. The Gemara says that a neder is an issa chefza and a shvuah is an issa gavra. This is the one place where the Gemara mentions the expression of issa gavra and issa chefza. What that means in English is that if someone makes a shvuah is I will not do such and such. It's an act in issa gavra. If someone asers, he says, he's not going to eat any chocolate. See, that's a neder. He asers the chocolate on himself. That's an isachef. So he's asering the chocolate. He's asering an object on himself. If someone makes a shvuah on a chefza, there's a machlekes rishayim in the Darim Daf Ches if it's chal at all. Now, if someone says, I make a shvuah, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. Actually, if you say, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, that's a shvuah. He says, I aser all cigarettes on me with a shvuah, so then that's not, that's called a neder b'lashon shvuah. A neder b'lashon shvuah, it's machlekes rishayim v'tzchal, except by nidrei mitzvah, the ikar is that it's not chal. And Simur Reish Vav, and we'll get to it. I mean today to introduce the idea that there's a concept of nedarim, there's a concept of shvuas. For the most part, they overlap, but each one you have to know what it means. A neder is an isser on an object, it's a chefza, and a shvua is an isser on the person or on an action that the person is assuring on himself. That's aleph. Bays, one more taich explanation. In Ataras Nedarim, there are two vehicles by which a person can be matan neder. Now, each one has its own rules, which we're gonna learn. But there's a Hataras Nedarim called a Pesach, and Ataras Nedarim through Charata. They're two different things. Pesach means if I had realized something at that time, something that was possible to realize at that time, I would not have made the neder or the shvuah. That's called the Pesach. Pesach is an opening. In effect, when someone has a Pesach, he's saying that the neder was a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a big kasha why every neder that has a Pesach is not just a tos meikarai, which I'll get to. But a Pesach is, had I known this, I would not have made the neder. That's a Pesach. Charata is when someone regrets making it because of a subsequent event. Let's say someone separates challah. A lady, she's baking, she separates challah, puts it aside, and later that challah gets mixed back into the dough. So she wants to be matan neder. So there's no Pesach. What's she going to say? If I had realized at the time that what? At the time there was nothing to realize. If I realized at the time that later it's going to get mixed in. She has to be a Navi to know that. That's not a Pesach. A Pesach is, if I had realized such and such at the time, I would not have made the Neder. That is called a Pesach. Charata, for the most part, and there are rules of Charata, Charata is because of a subsequent event. However, we're going to learn the subsequent event has to be, it cannot be something totally unusual and unpredictable. It cannot be something that Had I known there'll be an earthquake, I wouldn't have done it. Yeah, that's not harata. That's called a pesach min haylad. You can't. That's something that was totally unpredictable. How predictable? How not predictable? So we'll get to it early in the siman. But what I'm trying to do as an introduction is to give you the taj. There's a pesach and there's harata. We're gonna have it right away. A pesach is something you could have realized at the time, you failed to realize, and a neder. And charata is a subsequent event which causes kishmai kenu charata, regret. I regret doing it because something that happened later.
Does a Pesach uproot?
So there's no, that's not a difference between Pesach charata. No difference. Okay. So what you're asking is an important thing, and I do want to talk about it. So what I told you first is taich of neder, taich of shvua, and then taich of Pesach and taich of. Of charata, and that's those are taich words.
The Pesach
had to exist. It had to potentially exist. So now, welcome back, Stan. We welcome Stanley back. He wasn't well last year. Baruch Hashem, he's on amend. So, Baruch Hashem. Okay, in Lamdis, there are also a number of Agdamas, but I'd like to mention two Agdamas in the Lamdis of Ataras Nadarim. The Gemara says there are two ways to undo a neder. One is Ataras Chacham. If you go to a Chacham or a Bezdin and they're at a neder. And the other is for a woman who, at a certain age, her father could be matan eder, and when she's married, her husband. Now, we don't call that matan eder, we call that hafaras nedarim, mefer neder. So the Gemara says that there's a fundamental difference between the two. Just in time. The Gemara says that Baal megiz gayis, and a chacham is mi'aker oiker. That means the following. A husband is made for a neder only mekano lahaba, only from today and on. So that a woman makes a neder or a shvua, and when the Baal is made for the neder, from then and on it's muto. Till now it was chal. Megas guy is, he can cut it, like cutting wool. You cut wool, you take a haircut, so you're cutting from the point of the cut and on. Baal is only Megas Gaius, and a Chacham is Eike Miyake. He uproots the Neder Meikara. Hatar Sadar. One is Hafar, one is Hatara, although you'll find the Rishayim, the expressions are used interchangeably, even in Shulchan Aruch you'll find. But the understanding is the Baal cuts it from here in future, and the Chacham is Eike. The Gemara says, what's the Nafgamina? The Gemara has a case as follows. Reuven says, Hareini Nazir. Shimon says, Ve'ani. Me too. Ve'ani is it's a yad, it's a tzchal. He's a neder also. Now, if Reuven goes to a chacham, who's oiker the neder me'ikara, then when Shimon said, Ve'ani, it's a goy milsa, that it's meaningless. Because he said, I'm like you. Now, if Reuven's a Nazir, I'm like you. If Reuven ends up being Mataneder, then it's Eiker Lamafreya. Let's say this would have happened with a woman. A woman was Makabel Nazirus. And someone else said, Ve'ani, and I'm like you. And the husband would be Mefer the Nazirus. Then, the Ve'ani is Chal. Then the Ve'ani would be Chal, because a Baal is only Megas Gaius. At the time that it happened, it was Chal. So whatever Dina Naziris. Yeah, I don't know.
But when he's Megas Gaius, it doesn't take his own. At the Baal, it doesn't
go. No, because when it's only from here and on, it remains. Right? That's the Gemara's Chiluk. The Gemara is actually Masechtas Nazir, where the Gemara says. Now, The Gabi Einish, the Gefer Gabi Einish. She was Iver and he wasn't Iver. Okay. So this is. Right. Okay. I'll give you another example. Later in Reish Lamed Ches Sifchaf, the Mechaber says, I want to come back to it later, but the Mechaber says, Nishpar al kika zeh shalo yechlenu. Someone made a shvua, I'm not going to eat this cookie. V'achloi. And he ate it. Afilukulai, even the whole cookie. Nishal olav, v'niftar mishvua asai. If he shayol, the Pashto words are saying, that he's retroactively off the hook. That's what the words seem to say. Nishal olav, v'niftar mishvua asai. That's a Reish Lamed Ches of Chaf. That's also because the Chacham is Iker. By a Baal who's only Megas Gaius, this wouldn't hold true. The Taz asked this Kasha. Okay, so what I told you so far again is a double Pasha. Now, Rav Chaim is asking is a good Kasha. The is a Taz in Hilchos Challah. The Taz is going on the Ramah, which is our common practice, that if someone separates challah and the challah falls back into the mixture, that we're mataneder and we allow it to be undone. The Taz, and this is in Shimon Simon Shichov Gimel, I believe it's of Cut and Gimel in the Taz. So the Taz goes to town on this. He holds that if you do an Aveira that's based on a Neder, you can't be Mata Neder. He says, you'll never ever have a Nazir who gets Malkus. Every Nazir who's over on something will go be Mata Neder. Or Shchutei Chutz, he says, how can anybody ever be Chayv for having a carbon Shchutei Chutz? Let him go be Mata Neder. So he's not Nicha with the whole concept that someone is over on something could be Mata Neder, and that question is Elamai, so that's a question. The Taz says more. The Taz says if you separate Challah and it gets mixed back in and you're Mata Neder, you're turning your Bracha into a Bracha Levatola. You're turning it into a Bracha Levatola. You made a Bracha of Rosh Hashanah. Better let the lady throw out all the dough. She made a Bracha of Rosh Hashanah. You separated, got mixed back in. Throw it all away. It's better than be Mata Neder. It comes out, you made a bracha levatala, b'shaita. Made a bracha levatala. Why don't you like the kasha?
What if somebody's arguing kedushin
l'mafreya, so the bracha that they made by the chukra? Very good, very good. Kedushin l'mafreya. I'll tell you what the subsefer says. He says, subsefer answers a very happy terence. He says, when you make a bracha, shekedushanu mitzayisa v'tzivanu, l'hafresh chala, so you're saying b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, I'm separating challah according to the mitzvahs of the Torah. Part of the mitzvahs of Torah is that you could be mataneder. So I'm doing it like that's what I'm doing it lahafresh challah. So it's a chap teretz, but it's not such a satisfying teretz. So there is a chiddush. Yes.
On the same thing, take it one step further. Isn't it really option A? I mean, my first challah, do the mitzvah challah, so I could use the challah. But if I mess up, I didn't intend that.
It's a question if you just didn't intend it, it's your bracha levatala.
No, it's not a bracha levatala.
Why?
With the intention to use the challah.
So you messed up, so the bracha was a mistake. Right, so it's a bracha v'tala, because he wants to say that no, you made the bracha. Okay. So here, I want to share with you something that's going to come up a number of times. It's known in the yeshiva world as Reb Shimon's Chiddush, in the Shari Yasher. It's probably the Chiddush Reb Shimon in the Dharam too. Actually, Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Aris, Simon Chavav, says the same thing, and Rabbi Chanan is gifted with a clearer pen than Reb Shimon, so it's a little easier to learn. Although Reb Shimon in the Shari Yaish and Shari Beis establishes it with a greater arichus. And here you have to lay a chap very clearly what's going on. Reb Shimon says, it's true, the Baal is Megas Gaius. We're not talking about the Baal. The Chacham is Oikim Yakar. It's a Gemara. You can't get away from it. The Gemara says the Chacham is Oikim the Neder. Zot Reb Shimon. The Chacham is Oikim the Neder Lemafreya only Mekano Lahaba. He's not Oikim the Neder Lemafreya Lemafreya. Meaning, it's not as if it never happened. He's Oikim the Neder Lemafreya Mekano Lahaba. Meaning to say, any shaila that's negaya from today and on, it's as if he never made the neder. It's nekalam afreya. But any shaila that took place before today, it's as if the neder existed. Because this chiddush that you could be oiker and neder lamafreya is only mekana laba. It's only from now and on, it's nekar. But not Lemafreya, Lemafreya. Megas guy is Lemafreya, is Mekano Abba, Mekano Abba. It's from now and on. So the Va'ani of yesterday exists. The Lemafreya, Mekano Abba means from now on, it's the Va'ani doesn't count. But yesterday, Va'ani counted.
You drank wine,
but, what?
You drank wine before
so if you drank wine at the time it was an Aveira, but now that he's Matineh there, it's as if he never made the neder. He doesn't have to bring a mayo and get malchus. He still won't get malchus.
He's not getting malchus, but the other guy.
Because from now on, it's as if he never said it. So the vani doesn't count from now on.
So the vani shouldn't count.
All right, the first thing it helps is for the Taz's bracha levatola. Shem doesn't mention this, but for the Taz, b'shaitai, it's not a bracha levatola. Later, the challah is nekar. Whatever the challah was is nekar. But let's say somebody ate challah previously, so he ate the challah. Challah was separated. Now in my career, it's as if the challah was never separated. But kanal abba, it's like there was never a neder. It's not science fiction. It's not yesterday. It changes it. It changes from now on as if it never happened.
That was so what's the shaila of the bracha?
You put on pasul tefillin, it's a bracha levatala.
So now, but
there was pasul lemafreya because it was pasul b'shaitai. Here, with the chiddush of Rosh Hashanah is that b'shaitai the isser stands, the isser exists.
So then he gets punished for it also.
Yeah, b'shaitai, but now mekana abay, he has no punishments. He can't get malchus anymore because the day after that taras nedarim, it's as if it never existed. If they gave him malchus before that taras nedarim, let's say a person, another drinks wine, Bezin gives him malchus, and the next day is matan neder, so the malchus was correct. The malchus is not oikul lemafreya legamri. B'shaite was correct. Bezin doesn't have to say I'm not going to give him malchus. Maybe tomorrow will be matan neder. We don't have to worry about it because today, even if a navi tells me it'll be matan neder tomorrow, today is chayav
malchus.
If you didn't give him malchus, you can't anymore. Because Mekana Labo, it's Nekala Mafreya. Mekana Labo, it's as if it never existed. That's the Chacham Yaker Raker. But tomorrow I can give him Malchus, because from tomorrow and on, there never was Malchus. No, but from now on, it's as if he was not a Neder on that day. I'll tell you, what? Yeah. It's too late. The Pesach is ice. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon wants the gain. Yeah. Okay, Reb Shimon wants the gain with this. The idea that a neder should not be a davar she'eshem hatirin. The pashtus is, if someone asks us something with a neder, it should turn into a davar she'eshem hatirin. He could be matter it. It's something which has a heter. He could go to a chacham and be eiker it. So doshe shematirin isurei neder sveikas should be aser, even if it be a safek drabbanan, it should be aser, because doshe shematirin, we say something that is Yerushalmi that says that it's not a doshe shematirin. Why is it a doshe shematirin? So that's the first thing Reb Shimon brings. Reb Shimon says that a neder it's basel and sveikas samuter. It is bottled. We learn of a pasuk by Nadar, by Nazir, that the yain is bottled. The Dovesheshe Matirin is not Dovesheshe Matirin. Because let's say he's a Nazir and he's Shoyl on Tuesday. On Monday, when there's a Safik, that has no heter. Monday can never become mutter. Monday is Zasir. The Chacham is not Oikarit as of Monday. On Tuesday, when he's Mataneder, from Tuesday and on, the Chacham is Oikar L'mafreya, meaning from Tuesday and on, it's as if he never made the neder. But Monday, b'shaitai, you can't undo it for Monday. On Monday, you can't undo it. On Tuesday and on, we're going to behave as if there was never a neder. That's the chacham. What? What? Monday, you can get Malkus. Right? But you can't get it on Wednesday. Because he was, as of Tuesday, it's as if he never made the neder. Chacham is me'iker eiker. The Gemara says the Chacham is eiker l'mafreya. The Chacham is eiker. But that chiddush that he could be eiker is only on halachas that are negea from that moment and on. Any halacha that's negea from that moment and on, the Chacham could be eiker. The Vani b'shaita meant he's a nazir. From now on, it's as if he was never a nazir. From now on, it's as if he never said it. For all our lachas I get from today and on, it's as if he never did it. What? No, but the husband is make his guy is. I mean, if the husband is made for on Tuesday, Monday was still in there. She was over on Monday, she was over on Monday. It's only the chacham that can make from now and on, it's as if it was never in there. But what's the result of that?
From now on, now that I know,
by the Baal or by the Baal, by Chacham.
I didn't know. Yes,
by the Baal is a double shesh
By the Baal. The Baal certainly not, because the Baal is Megas Gai. The Baal was never a having me though Shishma Tirin. He's only Megas Gai.
Yes.
Why did
the
Kesel
Shishma
Tirin Shabbos,
the
Noilat Shabbos?
There's no way I could be mad now. Just if I was patient and
wait
24 hours, whatever, then you'd be.
So right now it has a
head
for 25 hours from now.
No, right now it doesn't have a head. What's the Shabbos?
It doesn't need Lamafreya. Okay, this is these are the words of Shem. If you want, it's in Shar Beis towards the end of Perek Tes, in Shar Yosh and Perek Yud.
The
Pesach was correct, the Malkus is wrong.
Then didn't give the Malkus yet. What happened there?
You won't give Malkus. The way I understand. No, last passing is different, maybe.
What about the original situation where the cow fell back into the dough?
Right.
And what would happen if someone ate the cow after that dough? And then it was not correct.
Okay, so let me talk about this case. This would be a good test case for the Reb Shimon. I want to talk about this case. It would seem the main nafkamina, lemaisa, for us, is let's say it's Shabbos, and the dough fell back in. And you go to a Rav, and the Rav says, you have to be mataneder. So here's the Rav Ishai, look, you'll be mataneder? He says, sure, this is a case in the Ramah. We probably won't pass it to Taz. We're passing it to mataneder. So he says, you know what? I'm going to eat it on Shabbos. And Sunday morning, I'll come in. We'll be matter Sunday morning. Chacham is Eike Miyaker. He's Eike L'mafreya. Because, 1 minute. Because the Chacham is Eike L'mafreya. Since the Chacham is Eike L'mafreya, we'll be matter neder on Sunday. And we'll eat it on Shabbos. Now, from the Gemara itself, you're right. It's a bad example because you have to be mafresh again. But you can be mafresh after you eat. You'll be mafresh. I'll leave over a little bit. You always can be mafresh after you eat. Yeah, well, chutzlars. We're all chutzlars. Yeah. So the Shabbos, can you do that? Or a simpler case. Someone said, it makes a shvua, he's never going to eat chocolate again. And then he has some reason to be matan neder. So he knows he'll be mad. He goes to the Rav. The Rav says, come, we'll do a bez and we'll matan neder. So could he eat chocolate today? And then he knows they'll be, assuming he knows that there's a basis to be matan neder, so he'll be matan neder, mafreya. So is that a good, could he do such a thing? So Pashtus from the Gemara, Chacham is Iker. So there, I would think Reb Shimon is saying you can't. Because Reb Shimon is saying that it's Oikel Mafreya only for things that are Negev, Mekhanel Ahaba. Not yesterday, it was still an Aveira. So this would be the most Lamaisa Dika Nafgamina. So here it gets a little complicated. Reish Lamed Ches, I read to you before, Sivchav. Nishba al kika zeh shalo yechlenu va'achloi. You have a man who made a shvua, he's not going to eat something, and he ate it. So now he feels terrible. So he wants to be matened. Afil achloi kulai. So the Shulchan Aruch says, nishal olav v'niftar mishvua asai. Shulchan Aruch says it pays to be matened. He ate the whole cookie and there's nothing to talk about for the future. So Shulchan Aruch says, nishal olav v'niftar mishvua asai. You go be matened there, and you putter from Yeshua. This doesn't sound like it stims. The Shach says, Nishalalav Shachacham Iker Ashvua Meikara Ukilay Loi Haisa. As if he never made it. So this sounds exactly not like the Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, if a person's Ivan Aveira today, tomorrow his Atara doesn't help. It helps from then and on. It doesn't help back. So Zakta on that says the Shari Ephraim. Kivega brings the Shari Ephraim. Dafke hechadika einish karbenai malchus. Well, it doesn't pay to be matan neder. You know when it pays to be matan neder? If you're owed carbon a malchus, a filo b'mezid, so then it pays to be matan neder. Zokta Shara Ephraim, quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and I think the Togel Morvav also, that avlam haya mezid v'lo hisru by lo shaya shayla klal. It sounds very much like Reb Shimon. Shafraim says, if he ate it, and there's no carbon, there's no malchus, b'zman hazeh, he ate it. So he says, "Lo shayach shayla kol." What's shayach shayla? Now I would say, what's going on with the Shafraim? Why is it not shayach shayla? I'm gonna klap al chait. I want to erase the chait. I made sure I won't eat it. I ate it. If I'm at the neder, it's like a lemafreya. It's like saveira. I don't have to do tshuva for it. So one second, by Isha, one second. But so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Shara Ephraim is saying that this sounds like Reb Shimon. He's saying if there's something for the future, a carbon or malchus, it pays to be matan neder. But if there's nothing else in the future, l'shayach shay l'klal. That's what Shara Ephraim says. Sounds like the Shara Ephraim is like the Reb Shimon. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, his son is writing, Ovi Adani Zigdei HaGoyndal, B'sifrei Mishnah Sur B'Kivega Gittin, Tazdo Marasol, Hissegal Zeh, Doleka Malkus B'Zman HaZeh, V'af Api Kei Paskin, and Kam B'Shulchan Aruch, La'alocha, Din Nishol Olav. He says, no, what are you talking about? Shulchan Aruch is not talking about Korbanis and Malkus. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it makes sense to be Shayel. So Reb Shloim Eiger, in the Chiddush B'Kivega, is quoting his father, that it's not true, that it pays to be shayel. Sounds like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Shlomo Eiger, hold kapashte, that you eikel l'mafreya l'mafreya, that you fix your aveira by being eikerit. The Shara Ephraim seems to be saying like Reb Shimon. See, Yechap to Nekuda, I'm bringing this case as an illustration of the difference if you accept the Chiddush, Reb Shimon's Chiddush or not. If you accept Reb Shimon's Chiddush, it's really a Chumrah. You can't fix yesterday. You can only fix from now and on. If you learn the Pashtus of the Gemara, and apparently Reb Akiva Eiger is held this way, then it's not that way. Now I want to show you, there's a simpler Reb Shloim Eiger. In your copies, it's on the third page, where it says Shulchan Aruch Sivav, Gilya Marsha. Now this is really a very easy Reb Shloim Eiger. Look what he says. After the introduction. Okay. Misha misana al pineda shenodar lisanois biyomim yeduin. Somebody who fasts, he made a neder, he's going to fast certain days. Im lebisayf yitztarech lahatir. If at the end he's going to be mata neder, You call brachos aneinu lemafreya levatala. All the aneinus that he said, apparently you're talking about a minion that did it and said a bracha by aneinu, be levatala. Therefore, better be makabel each tainus as it goes. Don't be makabel your fast always erev Rosh Hashanah or always on the Seres Yemei Tshuva, because otherwise, if you can have to imatin eder, a person gets older and he has a reason he has to imatin eder, so then he's going to make all his brachas lemafreya brachas levatala. This Rav Schleimeger is not like the Rav Shimon Pashtus. He's saying that if you say aneinu on Monday and you matin eder on Tuesday, you turn Monday's aneinu into a bracha levatala. Like the Taz, you separate challah and you matin eder, you turn the bracha into bracha levatala. That saying that a chacham is oikel amafreya alamafreya is really oikel amafreya. It seems like Rav Schleimeger in these two places, in Simur Reish Lamed Ches and Simur Reish Chav Ches, doesn't agree with this idea that it's Iker Lemafrei Mekana Lahaba, but the Shar Ephraim sounds like he does hold like this Chiddush. There are other rayas to the Chiddush, which we're going to get to sif by sif. It's hard to go through each sif at a time. So I want to mention two of the interesting ones that it's easy to talk about without going into it. What? During the times. No, Neinu is during the times. Makabel Milcha before you. Makabel Milcha before you. Yeah, but that's not Bracha Vatala. Yeah.
Yeah, he means do it today for tomorrow. Don't do it today for the next.
Yeah, don't say for the rest of my life I'm going to do it. The significance is that for all future dinim, the Gemara's case va'ani, but the nafkamina is va'ani. The va'ani, when someone said I'm a nazir, someone va'ani, that's the Gemara's case. That's what's. So what's his taina against Rabbi Akiva Hager, against the Shar Ephraim? His kash is, why is the Shulchan Aruch bring it according to this? That means it helps to be Akil of Avera. But the Rav Shimon doesn't hold it to Akil of Avera. There's no Einish in the future. The Avera B'Shaite was an Avera. Okay, but if there's no Einish to be had anyway, so it helps with Shemayim. Helps with Shemayim. According to Rav Shimon, it's not Chulam Bazara, because B'Shaita it was correct. I want to give you maybe an example of when we're Matan Neder Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why are we Matan Neder? Two choices. We're Matan Neder because we're afraid we were over on the Neder during the previous year, or we're Matan Neder because we're afraid we will be over on the Neder in the future. When you're Matan Neder, or both, three choices. What? You're talking about Chol Nidrei. Yeah, I'm doing about this. No, it's just a Meis HaMidah of HaTaras HaDar. Saying, if it's HaTaras HaDar, I'm ever shot, it's a HaTaras HaDar. Why am I Matan Neder? Ki Yoreisi, what do we say? Ki Yoreisi, Pen Ekoshel, Ve... Now what's the Daish? Pen ikoshel, future. Vil nilkadeti. Doesn't make any sense. So I think vil nilkadeti, well, how is it future? It's a vavamahapach. So it's like v'nikdashti, b'sech v'nei Yisrael. So it's a vavamahapach, which means that the way it's written in the Oscar Sedurim is wrong. It has a malayal. It's a vavamahapach, it should be a morat. Vil nilkadeti, I think. Tell me. But I'm not sure. Nasati becomes Nasati. So Nakajim becomes Nakaditi. When I'm sitting there, most people say Vilakaditi. What? The Nosrati is Mora. In Shema, it's Mora. You look in the Chumash. Nosrati Gishmechem, it's not the Nosrati. So here, what are we saying? Why am I matin neder? Ki yoresi pen ikoshel v'lekadeti. I'm afraid of the future. Why? Why don't we say I'm being matin neder because I was afraid I was over? Isn't that a better reason? I'm afraid I'm coming to the Yom Hadin tomorrow. It's Rosh Hashanah. I want to be matin neder because I'm afraid for the past. According to the Shaar Ephraim, according to what I understand Reb Shimon, it doesn't help for the past. If b'shaita it was an aveira, then b'shaita it was an aveira. Now, tomorrow you can't bring a carbon because of it. But b'shaita, if it was an aveira and the book was closed on it, then you can't undo it. The lemafreya is only mekana laba. B'shaita, it was still an aveira.
Would it really be now, a
real hatara?
It's a real
hatara. If it's not a real hatara, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. It's a real
hatara.
He's saying, why bother? Just do tshuva. Easy. Okay.
Tshuva's harder.
The,
you don't even have to go to a rabbi. You have to go to a rabbi.
Okay. There's one other place this comes up, and I would like to start the simon. The other place is a big tumult in the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. It's a big tumult over two Gemaras. A Gemara in Saita and a Gemara in Gittin. It says, two times we have in Tanakh that someone made a shvuah not to reveal a secret. One is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. He saw Nebuchadnezzar eating Arneves Chaya, whatever that means. And there may not mean Ruah, I mean, it probably means alive, rather. But anyway, whatever, he saw Nebuchadnezzar doing something, and Nebuchadnezzar made him take a shvuah that he's not going to reveal it. Gemara says Sanhedrin was matted in Neder. And similarly, we have in the Gemara site, this is about Yosef. Yosef promised Paro he's not going to reveal his secret, that he doesn't know 70 Lashonis, only 69. And then he said, you want me to be Mata Neder, that I promised to bury my father Mitzray in Canaan, so I'll be Mata your Neder. So Pnei Yeshua says, if you make a Shvua not to reveal a secret, how can you be Mata Neder? The halacha is when you mata neder, you have to be mefarit the neder. You have to tell the bezdin what the neder was. So Tzidkiyahu comes to the Sanhedrin. He says, "Be mata neder. What's the neder?" He has to tell. How could he tell? If he tells, he swore he's not going to tell.
He came
there from Hashem. Mekal Hashem. So the Gemara deals with it. However he says it, you're right. So say okay. Chacham, you do have to tell. Yeah, you have to tell. So the question is, how did he do it? So there are a slew of terutzim, but Pnei Yeshua says you could tell, and if you're confident they'll be matan neder, tell them chacham is like a miyaker, and you're good. So Pnei Yeshua sounds not like Reb Shimon again. He's saying you could tell him, and then you'll be yakel mafreya. However, there are other terutzim. There are others who say that you don't have to say what the secret is. You tell Bezna, I promised I wouldn't reveal a secret. That's the Teretz. Pnei Yeshua himself brings the Teretz. So anyway, this is the second place where this all comes up, and we're going to have it later in the Siman. There'll be Raya's, at least two Raya's to Rav Shimon later in the Siman. But this is Rav Shimon. The catchy chop of it is the that the Chacham is Eichel Mafreya. Boli Mekanal Abola Mafreya. That is a. So anytime a yeshiva guy has any lamafreyas anywhere, say, oh, maybe only mekana labala lamafreya, right? Every time. But the pashtus, normally lamafreya is lamafreya, lamafreya, and here's mekana.
Why can't you just be matah? It's always lahavah, basically.
You only have to be matah once each neder. But you might make another neder. Make another neder. Each neder, you only have to be matah once. When you go to a bezni matah neder, you're not matah what you already matah. Only once. It's true.
I'm saying you're saying the washing is lahavah. So you might have one in the dorm that you're going to make in the future.
If one hour Rosh Hashanah this year, why don't I have to do it next year? I was about there from now.
No. It's not the neder I'm going to make. It's the neder I made that I'll be over in the future. It's not a neder you will make. I already made the ned. If you erase it, penny kashel. I'm afraid in the future I'm going to be over on the ned that I already made.
That's what
it's a ned that was made already. Okay. Now. Okay. So we'll leave this. There are more pratim to discuss, but we have time as we'll go through the simin. It's a rather long simin, a 51 sifim, and. Just to review, just 60 seconds again, you have to know the difference between a neder and a shvua, the difference between a pesach and charata, two totally different words. The concept of baal is megas gayas and chokam is zayka miyakar. Now these three things are gemaras, this is aleph beis. And then we have the Reb Shimon's yisayid, call it Reb Chanan's yisayid, that jayka things, the chokam is zayka lemafreya, only ben egel kanal haba. And there's at least a machlokes in the Paiskim if this holds true. Okay, let's learn Sif Aleph. Misha Nadar v'Nischaret. Now, as I told you, there's Charata and there's Pesach. We'll talk about both. But Misha Nadar v'Nischaret, Yesh Takana, Ayideh Charata. Somebody who made a neder and has reason to regret it can fix it. Afilu Nadar b'lkei Yisrael, and even if the time he made the neder, he swore in God's name, and Shach Aleph says Shvua as well. Keitzad Yase, what's your out? Yelech Eitzel Chacham Mumcha. You go to a Yachid. You don't need a Bezin. You go to a Yachid Mumcha, the Gomer V'Savir, who learned and knows how to explain, knows how to extrapolate from what he learned. Vim ein yachid mumcha. If you can't find a yachid mumcha, nowadays we accept there are no yachid mumchas. Yelech eitzel shloisha had yaitais. That we have.
Yachid mumcha has
smicha? It's not new smicha. Yes, we come with a sadr. Yelech eitzel shloisha had yaitais. You go to three ordinary people. But there's a qualification for ordinary people. And here is the biggest problem we have with our custom, Erev Rosh Hashanah, is the next line. When you sit with three people to be Matan Neder, you have to qualify to be a Hedyot. What's the qualification? V'hu, d'gmiri luhu v'sviri. If you explain the halacha to them, they'll understand. V'gam yoidim liftayach loy pesach. They have to know how to say a Pesach. Now, if you have a Jew, you tell him, I need a Pesach for my neder. He says, what's a Pesach? He says, 8 days in Nissan. He says, what's a Pesach? So if he has no clue, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that he's no good. It says, V'hu d'gemirilu v'sviri, v'gam yoidim l'ftayach lei Pesach v'yetiru lei. They also have to know how to open a Pesach. Now that is a requirement to be a Hedyot. Now the next page it just says, inna im mumcha she'roi lahat to be yachid. Nowadays we don't have a mumcha. Okay, so we go with shloisha, but there's a requirement in the shloisha that the shloisha be people gemiri levisviri. They can be total amaratz. You have to be able, if they explain it to them, they could understand. Anybody who went to yeshiva is gemiri levisviri. But gam yoidim l'ftayach le'pesach. They have to know. They have to know what a pesach is. They have to know what it means to open a pesach.
One of them will certainly know how. Will know something.
Okay. Well, so good. One second. Yeah. So the Shas says. You're right. I have to look at the Shas. The Shas says that even the Shach Gimel, gam yoidim. You're in a situation you don't need a Pesach. He is Charata. Mekamakim in ruin lahatir afilu ayde Charata im loish yachayin lahatir gam kenade Pesach. The Shami Yavi lefneiem neder the Sar Pesach. Well, yadul lahavdul be neder le neder. No, it's a requirement of the position. It's a requirement of the position. I'm going to Charata. I'm trying to have Charata. They understand Charata. But if they don't know Pesach, we require for the position of being a Hedyot, since there are times of the Pesachim, so therefore we require that they understand, that they know.
That's not going to happen either. The only time they can
It doesn't matter if it's not going to happen. It's a requirement of the to be a hedyot. You need that requirement. That's the word. Now I do have to tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan writes. I should tell you, there's an Aruch HaShulchan on Hilchos Nedarim. If you're my age, or even quite a bit younger, and you have an Aruch HaShulchan Sefer and you have a mitzvah like I do, you don't have a volume test. The old ones were 8 volumes. This, it's interesting. This volume has an English preface. This individual writes, the family had the Kisveyad all along of Aruch HaShulchan's Hataras Nedarim. Aruch HaShulchan published it for reasons he says he doesn't know. He didn't publish the part on Hataras Nedarim. For reasons he says are unclear. Sounds like he was a little afraid of the government. The government used to force Jews to swear. So he writes that in the introduction. But anyway, for reasons he doesn't know. So he writes, he begged the family and they gave him the thing and he published it. He doesn't have any rights to it in the future, but he published it. This person published it in this volume. I am publishing a newly discovered section of Yeridaya. The Rabbi Epstein, for unknown reasons, did not include it in his original work. In all probability, he finished writing it after the volume of Yeridaya had already been published, and as was the case with several other of his works, did not have the opportunity or the financial backing to get it printed. So, Lamaisa, there is an Aruch HaShulchan. Now, I discovered to my dismay that they're not publishing this anymore. All the new Aruch HaShulchans have it in it. So, if you're like me, you have the old one, you can't get it. Now, this one, when it came out, was donated by Menashe Ham to the shul. So, the shul has one. I took it in the summer. I put in a post-it with my name and phone number. But I personally don't have one. There's a used Svarim store in Lakewood I told my son next time he's there to look for it. But if you have the old sets, you're not going to be able to get this because it's. I went to Svarim stores, it's not available. But anyway, it's Gainus. I mean, if a person only wrote this in his lifetime, he's a Gainailam. He goes through everything with a tremendous amkus. Anyway, he doesn't need my approbation. But he writes on this sif, Nili Estaiti, the Inyim Psichas HaPesach, that the Hedyotis have to know to be Pesach Pesach. Die kishe'echad mehem yedeya heitev. One has to know it well. B'chein din charata. He has to know the halachas of charata. Now you were going to learn, not every charata works for Hataras Nedarim. It's not complicated, but you have to know it. Dizil basataima. Av mizbri v'savri, shol yamratzim gemurim, vadei dekulam b'inan. All three have to be people that if you tell them, there's pesach, there's charata, they know, they can understand it, and respond to you. Dem loikein einam beged the klala hat in the darim. U command the lesto dami, and they don't exist. So, v'alpi sharamam kosa v'dyay to stam near a league. Amhu kavanase shuli u amaratzim. Chay kosa agos ma'imini. Agos and the Rambam says. So the erev Rosh Hashanah arrangement is not so ideal. You just sit down with anybody. There's another problem. People sit down with bar mitzvah boys. A bar mitzvah boy is between 13 and 18. If he doesn't have shtei saris or deraisis, we don't rely on a chazaka that he has shtei saris. So maybe the bar mitzvah boys should sit together with each other, but for the rest of us, we shouldn't be using someone who doesn't have his shtei saris. Sometimes if he shaves all around, yeah.
Is there a din bezin for this hatar? Is there a din bezin? Can there be relatives? Can there be?
Yeah. So we're going to lay the bezin. Relatives are kosher. We'll see why. But yeah. But ketanim is not good. Matineh there. The mechaber says l'chatchila.
To what extent do you have to go find the
So you don't need a mumcha. You just need somebody who's the minimal hedyot.
But let's say, but it sounds like first you go to a mumcha. If you can't find a mumcha, then you go this.
Yeah, that's true. Pesachei Tshuva is Meir. What Sam is saying, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon, is that if you have a choice in a mumcha and a hedyot, you must go to the mumcha. Take a look in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Take a look in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Mashma. Hello? Pesachei Tshuva Aleph? I think the Mashah says the same thing. Mashem yesh yachid mumcha loy mahani gimla yaitis. If there's a yachid mumcha, you don't go to gimla. It doesn't help. Miu ein zeh mukhrach yeshlein medolachi kasu apayis kimimein. Shavadei tircha milsa begimel tircha milsa begimel tvei me be'achad. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch means if there's no one, you go to three, you have to be a matriarch. L'chein amru, mei mumchit zara gimel davka. Loilu me gimel sagi. Fil b'mokim yachem mumchum. Miu b'shas b'chayris tafla mitvav. You have to b'chayris mefurish. En gimel b'nei haknesis yachayin lahati b'mokim sheish mumchum. But there are places where it says not. So vayim b'firish arab b'mishnah shkosa b'hedyad gam gabi nidarim. Ein shlosha milim yesh yachid mumchum. Lefi zeh. Nira. Ab shekoswa paiskim. They mumcha idna place them a machmir that we don't have a yachid mumcha. Mekal makim roi lachish lachumra, but makim sheishchachem ayav bezdin. But you have to machmir the other way. Maybe there is a yachid mumcha if you're in a place where there's a if you're in the east side and Ramesh is there. Loi lahate begimel ad yaitis rak letzarav beiz and marav. You go to Ramesh with two others. Befrati yeshachz divrei harambam hilchos shvuos. The Rambam holds that nowadays we have a Yochid Mumcha. But Taisa says that we don't have. The Beis Yosef, you normally is cheshish for the Rambam. He doesn't bring the Rambam. He says that no, we don't have Yochid Mumcha. But this is the horror of the Pesach Tshuva, the Chavis Yoyer, that, okay. So be that as it may, we're knowing to go with Shloisha. We don't run after Yachid Mumcha, but at least the Shloisha have to be a Shloisha, or at least the Aruch HaShulchan says at least one of the Shloisha has to be. Yeah.
Following the rush, actually, the very little bit between the rush.
Yeah.
Don't those guys over there have very kind of
genealogy? Father, Thomas, we're going to learn later. Relatives are kosher. Okay, maybe I should give you that little bit of Agdama. What's the makar you need, a Yachid Mumcha or a Bezdin? So the Gemara says that it says Daba Rashi Matais. It says speak to the Rashi Matais. Why is it Rashi Matais? So the Gemara says that a Yachid Mumcha could be Matined. Then the Gemara learns out Hekish to Shchutei Chutz of all places. Must be some Jewish on why from Shchutei Chutz. The Gemara learns out from Shchutei Chutz, just like Yaveira Shechting the Karvin B'Chutz is B'Chol Adam. The same thing, Hataras Nedarim is B'chol Adam. It's Nedarim Ayin Ches, Nema Kan Zeh Hadavar, Nema Shchut Yechut Zeh Hadavar, Malahalin Aaron Obana B'chol Yisrael, Shchut Yechut Kulam Chayavin, Avkan Kuyim Ruin Lataras Nedarim. So he says a Chacham, and then it says anybody. So Gemara says, if it's anybody, why do you have a Pasuk for a Chacham? So Gemara says, must be a Chacham, a Yachid is good, and for everybody else, you need a Bezdin of three. So the Rosh says, why a Bezdin of two? Why not two? If a Chal is one, here it should be two. So the Rosh says, Ein Bezdin Shakol, Maisifin Olav Echad, whatever that means. And so he says you need three. So we do learn from a Pasuk that you need three, but we don't learn that about the Dinim. That's why Kraivim are good. We learn from Shchut Echutz, Aaron Obanav. It says Aaron Obanav, so we learn it from there. So relatives are kosher. We'll talk about it later. When do you say as a dembezin? Well, don't you as a dembezin? We'll get to it. We'll get to it in the Shulchan Aruch. But that is the background. It's really not a maisa bezdin in the sense of a maisa bezdin. It's more of a. You have to be a gadol. That says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch also. If you don't have shtei saris, not ever Shulchan Aruch. So what? So it's interesting. We'll see the Pesach Tshuva. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. You can turn the page. Nowadays, we don't qualify. Nobody qualifies as a Yachid Mumcha, and therefore it's good. Okay. Right, there's more to talk about. I want to learn Sif Beis. Beis. Ein la Odom lahatir lechatchila b'mokim rabbi. Just like you don't paskin in the place of your Rebbe, you should not be matined there in the place of your Rebbe, but loy b'makim sheish gadol mimenu, and not a place where there's an adam gadol, elam kei nosan le'rishus, rosh v'ran. So they say that you should not be matined there if there's a rabbi or a chacham there. The shach says, and hey, afilu gimel, l'chatchila, mishum kovid rabbi or mishu gadol mimenu. It's an inyan of kovid. B'di'evet atara se hatara. What? So why do we do Rosh Hashanah? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings that, the truth is, it says it by asking Shailas also. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that Ha'idna that it would be a big tircha on the Rav or the Chacham that everyone should come to him. So he says, oh, idna, everyone is Michael. Everyone's Michael. Nobody can handle that everyone should come to him. So he goes, he can go to anybody. He doesn't have the problem. Achshav ein makpidim bezeh. He says, nowadays we're not makpid. V'yesa raya me'minig. B'chol tfutzis Yisrael. Sheber v'r shoshana matir in the darim. V'lo yechem hem shiat tedavka b'maysha v'ravay agadol bez.
B'agadol.
The Bezna of three shouldn't be Matanedet. It's a Chsaron and Kvayd Rabbi. Yeah. Now, we pass them this way by Shilas also. In the Beis Medrash, Rapam was sitting in the Beis Medrash, someone would ask me a Shilas, I would answer him if I knew, if I thought I knew. I now I pass in front of your Rebbe, but the same thing, if it's a big tircha for everyone to go, so the Rebbe is Michael, and it's understood that he's Michael to do it. Or it could be, if you're just quoting Mishnah Berurah, so you're not Paskin, you're showing him Mishnah Berurah, it's true. But Al Kaponim, this is the Heter. Zok de Ramah, Umatirim Beis V'Gimel Nedarim B'Yachad. You can be Matir Neder, that's what we do every Shana, we'll Matir many Nedarim in one shot. Loim Ulei Mutalach. V'chein, listen to this. Matirim Lebeis V'Gimel Anoshim B'Yachad. You can be Matir many people together, V'yuchul Loim Mutalachem. So I saw in one of the kaivtsim that they published, someone wrote the following hatzah. He said, look, when we do an Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have a big problem. Yeah, you know, we have people that don't qualify as hedyaitis. How are we being matan neder? He said, wouldn't it be better if you get one bezin of three, like by like when you're at a prosel, get one bezin of three, and let it be matan neder to everybody. The Ramah says that you can do it. Sfaradim, many Sfaradim do it. What? In MTJ, they do it that way. What do you mean? What do you more bezins? Why don't you have one bezin?
Everybody has to say at the same time.
I mean, they sit four together and they say at the same time.
No,
they stand, but they say, the three say it simultaneously. So why could you have 100 say it simultaneously?
Right.
You want to make a joke out of it, maybe.
What do you say? One person.
All right. So I'll tell you, somebody wrote back in the journal, and Lechairi is right. Rabbi Miller also did it. So he had a correct Ta'ara. Somebody wrote back, I forgot the name, but he wrote, 1 minute, it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, you could ask for Taurus Nadarim, many people be Achad? That's ridiculous. In normal Taurus Nadarim, each person has to say, yes, the Mefarad is Neder. Doesn't say Shulchan Aruch that 100 people could stand up and say a Nusra simultaneously? It says the Bezdin could say Mutalachem, Mutalachem, Mutalachem simultaneously. So, you don't save a whole lot of time. As a matter of fact, nobody would want to do it. If you can have 100 people being mounted at one bezdin, you have to wait till all 100 individually say this long nusa. Nobody wants that. So this was his aura. Now, whether it's certainly correct in a typical Antaras Nadarim, you have to hear what he's saying. When you know what he's saying, what if you're sitting three people and the person asking Antaras Nadarim, and one of them is dribbling off? So it's a good bezdin. He knows what he's saying, but you know, he's drilling on. He answered them. He's always a hefsik. But the one speaking stopped.
No.
He kept on going. Okay. So you know why the beginning of the Nusach is enough. You don't need this whole I'm curious if by any Mavakesh if he would have interrupted. So I don't know. For many years I had it good. I was always Matan Neder with Rav Palm. So I don't know, Rav Palm had it good. He had three of us, but we had it good. Rav Palm was on the bed. But I don't know. That's all. Well, then you got Taras Nadarim. We're creating an army of people that'll be able to be Erev Rosh Hashanah Hedyaitis. We'll all qualify as Hedyaitis. But we need to do before Rosh Hashanah, how many more Sundays? We have two more Sundays. We have to get to explain what a Pesach is. So we have to make sure Mitzvah Shah will get to it. But without that, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.